Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham in our operations area here at Miami, Florida. This is your 2 p.m. Eastern update on Tropical Storm Henri. A few things going on, a few changes. The intermediate advisory is running as we speak, and here are some of the updates, slowing down even more, and that's what we're looking at now. Forward speed down to 9 miles per hour. Remember, we started off at 18 when we got here this morning, and now we're down to 9 miles an hour. So that slowdown is continuing. All the storm surge warnings have been dropped as well. So those are some of your big updates with this advisory. But I think it's important to think about this. The wind's now 50 miles an hour. The winds are decreasing, but that doesn't mean your threat for rainfall is decreasing. That's still an issue for us as we look at this radar. The system right in this area here, the latest I have, is about 40 miles south-southwest of Providence, Rhode Island. And with time slowly moving, now 9 miles an hour, moving across Connecticut, and then eventually making that turn back towards the east. And I'll show you that forecast here in a second. But I think it's important to see all the rain even outside the center here. We're looking back towards New Jersey, even down in portions of Maryland and Delaware, some of this rain band that went through Boston and Portsmouth, and now up to getting very close to Portland, going right through Portland as we speak. So I think we got all this rainfall we got to deal with, and I think we're going to have to watch out for that. I mean, you think about the rain, you think about the tropical rain, and as it slows down, we got to watch some of these rain bands. What do they do? Notice I draw that line, and you notice the loop? That's not moving. That whole area there hasn't really moved very much, and I've seen this over the years where you start slowing down and move north. You can actually see this line pivot at times. So we got to watch out for that later this afternoon and tonight, where that sets up for that heavy tropical rainfall. This is the brand new forecast coming up. This is the one from 8 o'clock. I'm going to click on it as one last chance to get the latest advisory. But the only the changes here is dropping the storm surge warnings. Everything else stays the same from this advisory here. So nothing's changed. Same scenario, moving slowly across Connecticut, slowing down with time, and then making that right turn over Vermont and New Hampshire. And that timing there, right here over Vermont, that's 8 a.m. Monday morning. And this over here is 8 a.m. Tuesday morning off the coast of Maine. And notice it accelerates. The longer these points are from each other, the faster it goes. So slowing down and then accelerating off to the east. That rainfall that we've been talking about, that's where most of the action is here. Can't let our guard down. The winds are coming down, and we know that, but at the same time, tropical rains are just so efficient, several inches an hour in some cases. So you still have to watch out. Storm totals anywhere in these yellow areas, 4 to 6 inches of rain. Notices a couple areas in orange. Some of those areas could get 6 to 10 inches of rainfall. So, you know, you talk about areas of Long Island, portions of Connecticut into western Massachusetts, back through portions of New York, northern New Jersey as well, even sneaking into Pennsylvania as well. So some of these areas can get some tropical rains. Remember, some of that's going to occur overnight when it's dark. Be careful. You can't tell how much water's on that road, so turn around. Don't drown. We're going to keep you posted with the latest information from right here at the National Hurricane Center on Tropical Storm Henri.